Whoa! You scared the shit out of me. How are you so quiet? Yeah, you're like a cat. Come here. I thought you were sleeping still. Well, the plan was to surprise you with this. This was like a surprise, and now you've come out and witnessed it, so the surprise element is now gone, unfortunately. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it. Are you impressed? I know. I mean, it hasn't gone in the oven yet. It has to go in the oven. So right now, it's just a brick of a French toast. But it will become something better, hopefully soon. Yeah, I mean, it is still a little bit. Maybe I should have... I'm thinking about soaking it a little bit longer. Maybe for the next one. This is my test one. That's why it's so small. Because the other, look at the other one that's soaking right now. Yeah, that's the real deal. This is just a, this is like a proof of concept. Yeah, that's why I'm using the butt. Because, like, I didn't think you'd want to eat the French toast butt. So I figured I'd just use the butt to, like, yeah, it's the test one. That's what you call it. It's the end of the bread, isn't is it? It's the bread butt. I don't know. What do you call it? The ends? It's the butt. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah, bread ends. That doesn't sound as good, though. It's bread butts. Yeah, because there's two of them. There's one on each side. I don't know. I don't know. That's what it's called in my house. Don't shame me for my bread usage terms, all right? I'm making you breakfast. Yeah. I don't know. It says I gotta be in the oven for 10 minutes. I'm gonna do this one for 5 because it's like half as big, but I'm just gonna cut it in half and see if it like needs to soak longer. Yeah, because like if this one needs to soak longer, then that one definitely needs to soak longer. It's like a custard I'm basically soaking. It's eggs, milk, nutmeg, cinnamon, a little bit of vanilla extract. I'm forgetting something. I'm missing something here. Yeah, obviously a little bit of salt, maybe a little bit of sugar. I'm not sure. It was like cane sugar. I think that's what I used. Yeah. I don't know. I would not taste the batter. There's raw eggs in it. No, do not taste it. I mean, you can, I guess, but I wouldn't. I love how you're more comfortable, like, tasting batters than me. I'm like, I don't know if I would taste it. That's an accident. But you're like, nope. Is it good? All right, yeah. I don't know. I smell things. I'm like, that smells right. Versus you're like, I gotta taste it. I don't know. My nose is more sensitive, I guess. My palate's just like, ah, it's food. can you flip it for me since you're over there? It's super easy. Just, like, manhandle it and just, like, whoop, put it upside down. Yeah, just like that. And just let it soak in the batter. All right, perfect. Yeah, do you want to get a napkin for that? I know, it's very gloopy. It should just, like, soak into the bread. Did it feel soft on the top, or was it still hard? Well, it's not, like, hard, but yeah, it's, like, firm. Yeah, it's going to be a lot less firm. Well, I'm just going to do one side on the pan, and then I'm going to basically take it and put it on the tray for the oven. That's at least, well, because you're supposed to do it with cast iron, but I don't know. I hate cooking with cast iron. Especially this early in the morning. Yeah. I mean, maybe because I burned myself that one time. But that's only why I'm like, I'm so tired and I don't want to burn myself this morning. I forget you can't. Like, especially when I'm like so tired in the morning, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just going to grab. And then I just burn my hand. And I'm like, oh, why did I do that? You're right though. If I burn my hand enough, I will eventually get chef hands and then I will never burn them again. Isn't that how that works? You just burn all the sensation out of your hand, and then you can just pick up, like, eggs out of oil and just, yeah, just crazy shit. Oh, man, I need chef hands. I wish I could just get chef hands without the work to get chef hands, but that's, like, impossible. Yeah, it's like getting carpenter hands without, like, doing carpentry. I get that. That's why I'm cooking. Yeah, I just want some chef hands. I just think it's, like, a superpower. I think it's really cool. Yeah, that one friend who could just, like, put his hand in an oven and just pull out a tray, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, yeah. It's like a superpower, almost. Yeah, it's like you're literally some kind of heat-resistant superhero. Yeah, I just need to cook with some more plutonium or something. Maybe that'll start the process a little better. Yeah. I'm gonna. Well, here, can you give me the? Can you put me in the bowl? Thank you. I just gotta let this sit now. I mean, I was gonna put it in while you were sleeping because I was gonna test it and see. But now that you're awake, I'm just gonna wait and put both of them in at the same time. Yeah, because at this point, I'm gonna assume I needed to soak it longer. Yeah, because if you over soak it, it's not gonna ruin it. Really, I mean, it might. It might make it really soggy. We'll see. We'll see. This is more science than. No, I guess you're right. It's less science, more art. It is more an art than a science. Yeah. This is not how we do science. You just throw science at a wall and see what sticks, you know? Is that not science? Yeah, this is as I say with my BA. Well, actually, no, I got a BS. I got a bachelor's of science. Yeah, I know, but so it's a little circuitous. Here, let me put it on that thing. And oof. That is such a satisfying noise. Yeah, that's why we cook, really. Like, not, I mean, the food is great, but just like some of the sounds you get from cooking are just so lovely. Yeah. I'm here just for the sizzle. Yeah, bacon cooking sounds really good. I don't know. It just sounds like satisfying. I don't know how else to explain it. Just the sound of cooking just sounds good. Yeah, it's like almost a little nostalgic. It makes me think of like childhood and stuff. Yeah, there's something nostalgic to the sounds of cooking. It makes you think, oh sweet, I'm gonna eat soon, but also like makes you think of home and just like safety and stuff. Yeah, and that's why I always think it's so nice waking up to the sound of cooking. Like if you wake up and you hear cooking happening, it's like always kind of like, oh, that's really nice. Means I'm gonna get food in a little bit, and also it's like kind of like, I don't know, there's like a nice feeling to it. Yeah, I would say so. Come here. Well, I don't need to actually, I just gotta keep an eye on you. You can be between me and the pan. I can just hold you. Come here. Yeah, just keep an eye on it for me. I'm just gonna be distracted for a little bit. Yeah, just like let me know if it's like burning or you see a fire or anything like that. It'll be done pretty soon. I have it on like 6? Bring it down to like a 5 maybe, and then yeah, we'll just let it sit for a little longer. Yeah, I'm excited to eat them. It's like, I think they're basically what French toast is supposed to be. Yeah, it's like French toast cake. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's an interesting combination. It's probably going to be delicious. Yeah. I think this is going to be better than those Japanese pancakes. That's my prediction right now. I think it's going to be better than Japanese pancakes. Oh man, Japanese pancakes were so hard. And oh my god, the Japanese omelets, jeez. We spent so many days. Yeah, just trial and error, and we just never really got it. We got it that one time. That one time it was pretty close. Yeah, it had the right consistency, but it was just so hard to hand whip those eggs. Yeah, we were so tired. I think it needs like maybe one more minute. Yeah, then I'll put it in the oven for like 10 minutes at 350, and then it should be good. Yeah, then we should be able to eat. Trust me, I am so hungry. I was like, oh man, it's going to take me a couple hours to make this. Do I really want to? Or should I just go get McDonald's and give her a McDonald's breakfast? And obviously, I settled on the cuter choice. Wait, are you saying an Egg McMuffin and hash browns would have been a valid alternative to this? Yes, obviously with coffee, yes. Yeah, speaking of which, you're welcome. No, I haven't yet because I wasn't sure if you wanted iced coffee or not. All right, yeah. When the food's ready, I'll make it for you. Mm-hmm. I just figured I'd have it brewed for you. Of course, baby. It's the only way I'm gonna get you to wake up, really. Yeah, that's no. It's fine, baby. There's a lot of people who need coffee to get out of bed. There's no shame in it. Yeah, and or to function for the day. I used to be a culprit too. Don't worry. There's no shade here. No, not even a little bit. I promise. Let me see. Let me lift up. I mean, I think we can probably, I think it's probably good. We can probably take it out. Yeah. Might as well. We can just throw it in the oven and just let it sit. Oh, yeah, whatever will we do with all this time? Oh, yeah, I figured I'd make your day off a little bit special. That's the least I can do. Come on, wanna go to the couch? Yeah, I mean, let me set the timer. Okay, that should be good, I think. Yeah, 10 minutes. All right, yeah. All right, come on. Yeah, I'm gonna carry you to the couch. Come on. Which way do you want to be? You want to be long ways or short ways? Long ways? All right. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Can you see the oven? All right. Well, that's all that matters. And can you reach the remote? Nice. You're in the perfect place. I love you too, baby. I love you so much. I don't know. It's been a while since I made you breakfast, so I figured it'd be like nice to do. Also, I saw that recipe. Yeah. I really couldn't get it out of my head. It just was so cool looking. I had to make it. Yeah. This is why when you just like watch a lot of cooking shit on my YouTube and it starts recommending me stuff, that's when you get a bunch of food. You're like, oh sweet, he's cooking more, it's on his recommended. That's what happens. It's like, oh, I'm not cooking for a little bit, it's because I'm not seeing a lot of cooking YouTube, and then once cooking YouTube shows up again, it's like, oh shit, I gotta cook. Well, if people give me great recipes, I'm like, oh fuck, it's so easy, I could just do it at home. And then I like make it at home, like, that's delicious, why am I not making this at home? Yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes. Literally, don't have to do anything today. I mean that we have nothing lined up, nothing planned. Literally, just French toast and whatever you want. I mean that. Doesn't that sound amazing? I think it sounds pretty good. Gentle. You should probably wait till after the French toast. Yeah. We don't want the house to get too hot now.